This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 437 for Friday, June 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Friday morning, following Chicago soy to the downside. The July canola contract gives up $4.90 at $621.70 per ton, and the November contract loses $3.20 at $636.70 per ton. In Chicago, soybeans and soy oil are lower, while soy meal nudges up. There are small gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Slight upticks in crude oil prices are lending some support to the oilseeds. Spring planting is winding up across the prairies with good crop conditions. Saskatchewan reports its canola is at 78% good to excellent. Alberta will issue its crop report this afternoon. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending June 9th slipped to about 427,000 tons. Canola exports fall to 152,000 tons and domestic usage is down at less than 173,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday morning, with the loonie stepping back to 72.6 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.75. Weather across most of the United States Corn Belt is to be unsettled for the next 10 days. Ahead of Monday's report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the trade pegs the May soybean crush at nearly 178.4 million bushels. The Argentina government places the country's soybean harvest at 98% finished and the corn harvest at 52% done. Russia received rain, which eliminates some of the dry conditions, and is forecast to get more rain with above normal temperatures next week. France holds its soft wheat at 62% good to excellent. China's corn yields could drop due to hot, dry conditions in the country's north. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The July contract gives up 2.5 cents at $11.87 per bushel. July soy oil loses about a third of a cent at 43.54 cents per pound. July soy meal bumps up $1.60 at $369.90 per short ton. Chicago corn is slightly higher as the July contract tacks on 0.75 cents at $4.59 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract adding a nickel at $3.33. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago July tacking on a penny at $6.21. Kansas City July adds 0.75 cents at $6.37.5. And Minneapolis July loses 3 cents at $6.64. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, June 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.